This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, baraka nabiyyana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, taslima kathira thumma ba'd. The dua of the Quran, we have number 8, inshaAllah ta'ala, that is from Surah Al-Anbiya. Still, we are in Surah Al-Anbiya, chapter 21. The ayah, which is the source of the dua, is ayah number 87. And that is a very famous dua for many, many of us. We have memorized and we practice this on a regular basis, alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And that's the dua of Yunus ibn Matta, Nabiullah Yunus ibn Matta. In the ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about him, وَذَنُّونِ إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَاضِبًا فَظَنَّ أَنْ لَنْ نَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ أَلَّا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. In these ayatain, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, and remember, ya Muhammad, as well for us. And remember when the man of the whale, Dhannun, he didn't mention him by name, but he is known to us as the Prophet Yunus alayhi salam. Remember when the man of the whale stormed off from his city in a rage. Why? To put perspective into the ayah, inshallah ta'ala. So Yunus alayhi salam, Yunus ibn Matta, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him to the people of the city of Nainawa. Nainawa is in modern day Iraq, is near the city of Mosul. And it was also mentioned the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he was coming back from the Ta'if. If you remember when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was rejected in Mecca, and after the 3 years of the concentration camp in Shab Abi Talib, and they were released, the first destination he went to sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Al-Ta'if. So he goes to Al-Ta'if, and he spends a few days over there. He received harsh treatment, not just harsh treatment, horrible treatment. It was the harshest in his career as being Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that time. And as he was leaving the city, he was being stoned and he was being insulted and harassed, and he lost his sandals and slippers, and his feet were actually bleeding. He finds himself all the way down the valley, in the mountain there, down there in the valley. And as he was sitting and resting, two from the Jewish of Medina, two from the Mushrikeen of Mecca, they saw the Prophet in that condition. They felt bad for him. They're still considered relative overall, Quraysh. So it felt bad for him, and they sent their servant. One of them sent his servant, his slave. His name was Uddas. So he sent it to the Prophet with some grapes, fresh grapes, which tells us that the story happened when a Jama'ah. In the summertime, because that's when fresh grapes are. Alhamdulillah, we take grapes, you know, winter and summer, no difference. But back then, everything was seasonal. So yeah, eventually, Addas brought the fresh grapes to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and as the Prophet was about to start eating, he said, Bismillah. So Addas was surprised. He goes, I've never heard this before in this area. Like, they don't see these things in this area. He goes, where did you learn this from? So the Prophet told him, says, where are you from? He goes, I am from the city of Nainawa. He goes, oh, the city of my brother Yunus ibn Matta, the righteous man Yunus ibn Matta. He goes, what am I drinking, my Yunus ibn Matta? How do you know Yunus ibn Matta? The man was a Christian. He goes, how do you know Yunus ibn Matta? He goes, well, he's my brother. I'm a prophet. He's a prophet too. And the man, he started kissing the Prophet some hands and feet. Those two mushrikeen look at each other, he goes, he spoiled your slave for you. Like, you lost your slave already, basically. Eventually, he mentioned the city of Nainawa in the hadith. We know that he was from Nainawa. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about that city, that was a city that was a civilization of that time. قَالُوا وَأَرْسَلْنَاهُ إِلَى مِئَةِ أَلْفٍ أَوْ يَزِيدُونَ. Allah said, we have sent him to about 100,000 and more. 100,000 in one city back then is just like saying a million plus in these days. You talk about a big city. And just to give you perspective, Irving in itself, we have actually about 300,000 residents in Irving only. just Irving. Dallas City itself, about 2 million plus. So you can imagine now when you say 100,000 in the equivalence of a million, so that would probably be bigger than Irving, Nineveh at that time. It was a huge civilization. So Yunus, he was their messenger, and he was inviting it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because of their comfort and their prosperity and their life, they rejected Yunus's message. And after spending so long with them, rejecting his message, Yunus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the command, or gave him the order, or not the order, gave him the news that your people, in 3 days, they are going to be punished. Like the punishment of Allah is coming upon them in 3 days. And Yunus, he warned them. He said, I told you so. You know what? You're doomed. You are going to be punished. He was so angry with them, and he didn't want to associate himself with that punishment. So what did he do? He leaves without permission. He leaves the city without seeking permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was so angry with them that he wanted to go and give his message somewhere else where people can accept him. If they refused me, rejected me. And that's what Allah described in this ayah. Says, وَذَنُّونِ إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَاضِبًا. The noon, Yunus, he left the city in a fit of rage, and he rushed out because he was upset with them. But then what happened to him? Allah described that subhanahu wa ta'ala in other ayah, other surah, in Surah As-Saffat. He says, وَإِنَّ يُونَسَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِذْ أَبَقَ لَلْفُلْكِ الْمَشْحُونَ فَسَاهَمْ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْمُضْحَدِينَ. So Yunus, Allah says, he was one of our messengers, no doubt about it. However, he is abaqa, and the word ibaq in the Arabic language is used usually for a servant who is disobedient and runs away from his master. So Allah tells us about Yunus, he ran away from me. He didn't run away from his people. He ran away from Allah Azza wa Jalla because he was never given the permission to leave them, yet. So he ran away from them. قال إلى الفلك المشحون. And he ended up going on that boat or that ship, and it was full, was crowded. But then what happened to that boat? It starts going into the waves and the surfs. And it became dangerous. And people got scared. And everybody's appealing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Came the captain, says, look, we have too much load over here. Throw anything unnecessary, throw out into the water. So they start throwing their luggage and their valuables. Obviously, no money, no jewelry, nothing will save you in that moment. So therefore, they save their life over their wealth. So they throw everything out. That wasn't enough. Water still coming in. It's making the boat heavy. So they said, someone has to jump. Someone has to jump, and to be fair, we're going to have to draw lots. They're drawing lots. فَكَانَ مِنَ الْمُضْحَدِينَ فَسَاهَمَ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْمُضْحَدِينَ. He also drew lots with them, and he was defeated, meaning it was him. There are some narrations says that, you know what, people that say he's a stranger, no, we should actually keep him, so let's try again. Now that's a narration. Says maybe did that multiple times, and all ends up him being the one to be thrown into the water. And they did. So they threw him into the water. فَالْتَقَمَهُ الْحُوتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the hoot, the whale came and swallowed him. Now, how big that whale was, Jama'ah? Allahu a'lam. But he was able to swallow a human being. And the human being was there in the belly of the whale. In which position was he standing? Was he sitting? There are some narration says, which is disputable, obviously, not necessarily from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he was actually standing in salah. Like, it was big enough in the belly of the whale that he was standing and making salah. But we know that he was in the belly of the whale for how long? Allahu a'lam. Some days say a day, some days say 7 days, and the narration goes up to 40 days. But you and I agree that, you know, a second would feel like a century, Jama'ah, in the belly of the whale, right? How many of you would like to be in the belly of the whale, Jama'ah? Just to explore, to see what's in there. You wouldn't trust him, right? So imagine him being there a day or a 7 or a 40 days. Obviously, he was there in the darkness, as Allah described, فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ. He called upon his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala in the darkness of ظُلُمَاتِ. And the ظُلُمَاتِ means darkness. He mentioned them in the plural, you know, says darknesses, let's say, right? Which means what? The darkness of the whale, the darkness of the night, the darkness of the depth of the ocean, ظُلُمَاتٌ بَعْضُهَا فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ. all these different levels of darkness, subhanAllah, now he is in complete darkness. How is he going to see his way out of this? There isn't. It wouldn't be except from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's when Allah says, قَالْ فَنَادَ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ. He realized there is no other option. He has no escape in these darkness except that he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was some narration from the Israeliyat that the whale took Yunus and went all the way down to the bottom of the ocean, which is disputable in terms of course, oceanic and marine life. But eventually went all the way down to the belly of to the bottom of the ocean, and that's when he started hearing some voices there. And Yunus asked, "Qala Rabbi, what is this?" He says, "These are the animal of the bottom of the ocean. They're pleading to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're seeking istighfar from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're seeking forgiveness from Allah azza wa jalla. Remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." That's when he says, "Fanada fi dhulumat, alla ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-dhalimin." So he called upon his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala in the darkness. He cried out, "There is no God worthy of worship, my Lord. There is no God worthy of worship except you. Glory be to you. And I have certainly done wrong." Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the answer comes with the article fa. Fa, which means fastajabna. He's basically like, swiftly the answer came back. Swiftly, fastajabna lah. Allah says subhanahu wa ta'ala, so we answered his prayer. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمْ. And we rescued him from the anguish. وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And so do we save the true believers. May Allah make him amongst them, ya Rabbil Alameen. So from this, what we learn is that this dua is still the dua of the distressed. The dua of the distressed. Especially if you earned it. If you earned that trial and that ordeal. Like, it was my mistake, my making, my fault, unfortunately. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala subjected me to this trial. So therefore, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by this making this dua to seek forgiveness from Allah azza wa jal and also rescue and safety. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here in this dua, قَالْ فَنَادَ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ Alla ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-dhalimin. So he called upon his Lord, "There is no God worthy of worship except you. Glory be to you. I have certainly done wrong." So we're going to repeat this dua inshallah azza wa jal and the dua from what we learned so far in the month of Ramadan. La ilaha illa ant. Subhanak. Inni kuntu min al-dhalimin. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين ربي إني مسني الضر وأنت أرحم الراحمين ربي زدني علما ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربي هب لي من لدنك وليا واجعله ربي رضيا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا ربي أدخلني مدخل صدق وأخرجني مخرج صدق واجعل لي من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا اللهم ارحم والدي كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم آمين جزاكم الله خير سبحانك الله وبحمدك ان شاء الله those would like to join us for the qira'ah we're going to be reading the first two pages from juzu number 8 the 8th juzu of the quran